Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of the beheading of John the Baptist. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor, and she lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is, "And He Swore Her an Oath."
A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6, verses 17 to 29. Now it was this same Herod who had sent to have John arrested and had had him chained up in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had told Herod, "It is against the law for you to have your brother's wife." As for Herodias, she was furious with him and wanted to kill him, but she was not able to do so because Herod was in awe of John, knowing him to be a good and upright man, and gave him his protection. When he had heard him speak, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. An opportunity came on Herod's birthday when he gave a banquet for the nobles of his court and for his army officers and for the leading figures in Galilee. When the daughter of this same Herodias came in and danced, she delighted Herod and his guests. So the king said to the girl, "Ask me anything you like, and I will give it to you." And he swore her an oath, "I will give you anything you ask, even half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" And she replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl at once rushed back to the king and made her request, "I want you to give me John the Baptist's head immediately on a dish." The king was deeply distressed, but thinking of the oath he had sworn and of his guests, he was reluctant to break his word to her. At once the king sent one of the bodyguards with orders to bring John's head. The man went off and beheaded him in the prison. Then he brought the head on a dish and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Word of God. When we read the narrative of John's beheading, we cannot help but be moved by the web of deceit that determined the fate of the Baptist. Let's consider some of the people involved in this story. John the Baptist, a fearless man, a prophet, who speaks truth to Herod about his illicit relationship with Herodias. John knows with whom he speaks. Herod, a powerful man, impressed by John, but weak and fearful. Herodias, angry, vengeful, and manipulative. An indulged daughter, controlled by her mother and groomed by Herod for his pleasure. And ultimately Jesus, whose heart grieves this disgraceful plot and the loss of someone he loved deeply. There's nothing really new in this gospel story. Numerous men, women, and children have been martyred by the greed and contempt of corrupt leaders. And also there are many others who stand up in protest, like John, speaking truth to power throughout the world. So today, let us take a stand for kindness, truth, values, and the ideals given to us by Jesus. And let us pray for these gifts with just a few verses of Psalm 71. In you, Yahweh, I take refuge. I shall never be put to shame. In your saving justice, deliver me. Listen to me and save me. Be a sheltering rock for me. Rescue me from the clutches of the wicked, from the grasp of the rogue and the ruthless. God, you have taught me from childhood, and I am still proclaiming your marvels. May we have a blessed day.